Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. WA's housing crisis has hit a new peak. Anglicare's latest rental affordability report revealing a single person living on income support can't afford any of the rentals on offer throughout the state. The group's Shay Garwood says many of the properties are unsuitable for those in need.
We also have a real mismatch in our housing system of the kinds of properties that are being built. We have a lot of 4x2 homes that doesn't really match the demographics and the changing needs of our community.
Exmouth Shire president has thrown his hat into the ring to become the next Liberal Party candidate for the Pilbara at next year's state election. It follows a redraw of the Pilbara seat to include the shires of Exmouth and Ashburton. Matt Nicola set to face solicitor Amanda Kalis in pre-selection votes next month. A health group is leading the charge to provide more holistic care for veterans experiencing PTSD. SANA reiterating the lasting impacts on those who served for their country ahead of Anzac Day. Founder Ruth Limkin says more support is needed.
Unfortunately, 1 in 10 ADF members have experienced post-traumatic stress disorder in their life, particularly where symptoms last for over a year. And that doesn't matter whether or not they've been deployed overseas or served on home soil.
From WA's south to the north, the region's best nurses and midwives are in the spotlight. From clinical midwifery to nursing managers and specialists, six have been named as finalists in the annual Nursing and Midwifery Excellence Awards. Winners are set to be announced next month. In sport, a big round two for the women in the West Kimberley Footy League. Cable Beach Greenbacks recording a huge 124-7 victory over Emus. Luma Lady Eagles flying to a 40-point win over Broome Bulls. Meantime, Peninsula Bombers proved no match for Towns, going down 58-6. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.